A Kohen, as the Mechaber tells us, is called first to the Torah. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this in greater detail. He says, "Mikol makom im rotza haKohen lachalo kavod l'rabo olmi shegadol mimenu harishus biyado," that the Kohen has the right, if they choose to do so, to forsake this honor and to give it to someone else, such as their teacher or someone who is greater than they are. Avol inyan likros b'Torah b'Pesach Neses tiknu chazal mipnei darchei shalom she'ein haKohen leLevi yichon limchol. That when it comes to the Torah reading, which we're going to discuss in greater length in a moment, this is just an overview, according to the words of the Mishnah Berurah, that the Kohen does not have the right to give away their Aliyah. This is not just the Kohen, but also the Levi, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mibnei Derechei Shalom. We'll discuss what the Derechei Shalom was in a second. Elo Davka Kohen Karishon V'Acharav Levi V'Acharav Yisrael. As the Mechaber said, it must be in that order. The Kohen must get the first Aliyah, followed by the Levi. Kidei Shel Yavo Hadavar L'di Machlokes. What machlokes could possibly arise? What's the big deal if he just says, I'll give it to someone else who is greater than I? So the machlokes is, Shechol Echad Yomer Ani Gadol. Because everyone in the shul is going to say, okay, he wants to give it to someone who's the greatest or greater than he. Well, I'm pretty good. And therefore, the people are going to fight over who should actually get that particular Aliyah. Bekarishon, so I should be called up first. So he said, because of that, bin chiluk, bin Shabbos, v'yom tov, v'sheni v'chemishi, doesn't make a difference what the Torah reading is, if it's on a Shabbos, or it's on a weekday, or a Monday, or a Thursday. Shar zmanim shikorin mehen, it doesn't make a difference. We do not want the Kohen to forsake this particular honor. Now, that again is the situation where the Kohen wishes to give the honor. What happens if the Kohen does not want to forsake his honor, but rather the Gabbai or the Shul says, Kohen, today I'd rather not give you an Aliyah, and here you are sitting in Shul, we'd like to give an Aliyah to someone else. What's the din in that situation? So, there's obviously, you can imagine, a whole slew of opinions. We're going to discuss in a moment what we paskin like. The Ksav Sofer says that he was extremely makbid in this regard. He says, "Well, hiniach l'kohen lotzeis l'chutz." The Ksav Sofer would never allow a kohen to leave the shul. Shul avatel mitzvahs asei v'kidashta, because as we mentioned, that there's actually a positive mitzvah of v'kidashta, as the Torah says that word, which means, as we already explained, that this kohen has first rights. And therefore, by you telling the Kohen to leave, you are losing the opportunity of the fulfillment of that particular mitzvah asay. So the Ksav Sofer said, because of that, you should never ask the Kohen to leave. However, it says as follows. He starts off pretty strong, the Piskei Teshuvos does, and says, Minhag Hedyotos, this is what he calls this custom, a foolish or a custom of simpletons, levakesh mehakohanim shatzul chutz, to tell the kohanim to leave a shul, kidei shiochul hagaboyim lahashir es kupas hakahal ba'od skum kesef ayidi mechiris beis halionim halios harishonos. This is an idea which a lot of people may not have thought of, why the kohen would leave. There's only one kohen in shul, he always gets the aliyah, so obviously if you would sell the aliyos, he can probably buy it for, he doesn't have to. He can get it for free, basically. On the other hand, if you ask him to leave, all of a sudden you have a whole bunch of Yisrael that would certainly enjoy those two aliyot, especially as you just mentioned, that in lieu of the Kohen, it's someone who is certainly of stature. So you can, maybe for the finances of the shul, you would be advantageous to ask the Kohen to leave. So he says that's a minhag hedyotos. Also, if the reason why you're asking the Kohen to leave is kidei shiochul l'chalik aliyos l'od kam orchim, let's say you have a lot of guests, people that you wish to honor, so he starts off saying that it's really not a great idea. Mikol makom, nonetheless, maskanas rov gedoli haposkim. He says the final word of the majority of the great poskim, and just so you know, when we say gedoli haposkim, he's referring to, for example, in the Shalos and Tshuvos of the Maram Shik, the Toras Chaim, in the Igros Moshe, which is where Moshe finds in Zitzal, they say shibizmanim yuchadim kishiyesh harbi orchim, under certain circumstances, not all the time, but under certain circumstances where you see that today there are, for example, many guests, or harbi chiyuvim, many people that have a chiyuv, let's say they have a couple of yard sites, efshir lahakil b'zeh, then you can go lenient. You can ask the Kohanim to leave. The liko Yisrael, but Makim Kohen, and the Kohen, upon him leaving, can call the Yisrael. He says it doesn't make a difference what the Torah reading is, if it's a Shabbos. Certainly on a weekday, it's not an issue whatsoever. So therefore, according to all these Gedolei Poskim, they are of the opinion that to ask the Kohen under certain circumstances, if you have a legitimate reason, that's not an issue. And he says, what happens if you have a Kohen that just says no, right? You're supposed to don't say no, or you're supposed to say no. So in this case, what happens? The afil im in Kohen rotz lotzeis mitanim shonim. Let's say the Kohen, for whatever reason, just does not wish to leave, even though we explain to him that we have a legitimate reason why we need to call these other people who are not Kohanim. Ach mochel malik rosa rishon. He says, you know what? Don't call me up, but I'm kind of tired. I don't want to get out of the shul. I'll just sit over here. I'm mochel. It's okay, don't worry. Just call someone else up. He says, Efsher l'hakel be'afanim hanal liko Yisrael b'imkomo, that we can allow the Kohen even to stay in the shul if he does not wish, for whatever reason, to get up. And what will the Gabbai say? He will say, quote, b'rishus ha-Kohen yamod ploni ben ploni Yisrael b'imkom Kohen. And therefore, this way, even though the Kohen is there, everyone realizes that it's only b'rishus ha-Kohen, because the Kohen doesn't want to get up, but he at least is allowing this other person to get that aliyah. Ach, yesh kosin, there are those that write about this particular psak, shebezeh ein lahatir, el b'mincha d'shavs ha'shinim chamishi, that this is only during a weekday that we are lenient. Ach, lo b'shabas ha'shinim tovim, when it comes to the Shabbos Yom Tov, we would not want the Kohen to stay in the shul, but rather, in that event, we would ask him, politely, of course, to leave. And it's brought down over here, that he says, "V'im yesh takana kavua b'vesach neses mi'oz." Let's say that you have this type of ruling under in the shul that people, under certain circumstances, if you have many chiyuvim, a couple of yard sites, for example, that they would get called up instead of the kohen. He says, "Af im a kohen misarev ein sarach lishmolo." Even if the kohen maybe would protest and say, "No, it's not right." Ein sarach lishmolo. You do not have to listen to the Kohen. Bein Kohen kavua, bein Kohen areach. Doesn't make a difference if he's here all the time or if he is merely a guest. And furthermore, in the Shalos and Chubas of the Tehilas David, he says as follows: the chen haya haminhag b'chol kehilos hakadoshos b'mizrach Europa, that the in the Eastern Europe kehilos, their custom was shlo yatzu hakohanim l'chutz, that they would actually not have the kohanim leave chutz outside the shul. Rak histaku b'mashiyomer b'mechilas kohanim. There are many of these shuls that said it's not necessary for the kohen to leave. But of course, according to one's custom, because, for example, the Chassam Sofer says that that's not acceptable, but rather that the Kohen should leave and his mechil is not enough. We conclude with the following paragraph. Ach, ka'amr kol ha'acharonim, as all the acharonim say, shein l'hakil lasos kein el bezmanim miyuchadim. The only time we can have such a leniency is if this is something which we do only on occasion. That by freeing up, if you will, these two first aliyahs, that which the Kohen Levi typically get, it will cause a tova gadola. Something good will come about because of you doing this. Oh, yimane machlokes, which would be even better, if somehow we could eliminate or minimize dispute in a shul, then that certainly is latova gadola. Achlasos ken leitim karovos, but to do this within close spans of one another, to do this all the time, and you're doing it for no real good reason, then you have no heter to do so. Rather, the Kohen should get that aliyah. Ah, even if the Kohen says, "Don't worry about it, I can leave the shul all the time," we still will not want that. Rather, we will do as the Mechaber says, that Kohen Korah B'Torah Rishon, he is the one that should get the aliyah first.